It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Sunday, January 31st is National Hot Chocolate Day. If you've never tried to make a cup from scratch, now is the time. Homemade hot chocolate is more creamy, luscious, and rich than any dried mix. Milk Dessert Bar in East Memphis is known by most Memphians for its over-the-top milkshakes and edible cookie dough bar. But did you know they also have a menu of decadent hot chocolates? Choose from the original hot chocolate that comes with whipped cream, marshmallows, chocolate sauce, and chocolate chips, or choose a specialty flavor like the Cookie Monster and the Unicorn. The folks at Milk Dessert Bar shared their tips for making hot chocolate from scratch. Patience is key. Use low to medium heat when making hot chocolate. This keeps the milk and the chocolate from burning and gives it a rich and beautiful flavor. Salt! You might be surprised to know that Milk Dessert Bar puts a pinch of salt in everything they make. While salt and sugar may not sound like the best combination, a pinch of salt will bring your hot chocolate to the next level. If you're wanting to make an over-the-top, whimsical hot chocolate like they do at Milk Dessert Bar, you will need loads of whipped cream and marshmallows, a pop of color, think sprinkles or food coloring, especially if you're making a white hot chocolate, and any other favorite candies and cookies. They love adding Reese's Cups, Oreos, or chocolate chip cookie crumbs to their concoctions. Keep it simple. While we all love the idea of adding spices and unique flavors to hot chocolate, at the end of the day, you really only need a few ingredients: chocolate, milk, vanilla, and salt, of course. This is Jennifer Chandler with the Weekly Dish. Bon appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.